Erevin Pegud Mishnah Tess. Lo Yamid Adam Rishus HaYachid V'Yiftach Rishus HaRab. A person shouldn't stand Rishus HaYachid and open something in Rishus HaRab, meaning there's a key in Rishus HaRab. You shouldn't take it, even if the thing that you're unlocking is less than Dalar Amas from the key that's let's say, sitting in Rishus HaRab. One should not pick it up and carry it, even less than Dalar Amas from Rishus HaRab. Or vice versa, Rishus HaRab V'Yiftach Rishus HaYachid. You can't stand in Rishus HaRab and open something in Rishus HaYachid. Ela im kein osa mechitza gavosar tfachim. Unless, the Mefarshim explain, this is only, Taisi Zantav explains, this is only going on the second case, in the case where you're standing in Rishus HaRabim and you want to deal with something and open something in Rishus HaYachid, you have to first make your Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, which means you make a mechitza 10 tfachim mai, now you're standing in Rishus HaYachid, you can now reach into another Rishus HaYachid and do this. Divrei Rabbi Meir. See, these are Rabbi Meir's words. Rabbi Meir does not hold like the previous Mishnah that we had, where a person is allowed to do this. When he's standing in Rishus HaYachid, he's allowed to stick his hands out in Rishus HaRabim and move things less than Dalad Amas. So we see Rabbi Meir and the Chacham disagree. So the Chacham said to Rabbi Meir that there was a Maisa in a Shuk, it was a Rishus HaRabim, Patomim, of the people that used to raise cows and cattle to fatten them before they would shech them. And this was in Yerushalayim. Now Yerushalayim, since Yerushalayim is closed and locked at night, and it's surrounded by walls, it does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim in HaTorah. So there is no such Rishus HaRabim in Yerushalayim. So really, the whole city had a din of like a Carmelist, the Mefarshim explained. And in the Shuk of Patomin, Shayinoylin u'manichin es ha-mafteach b'chalon shal gabi ha-pesach. So they used to lock the door and leave the key on top of a window, right by the door. Which means that one would be standing in a Carmelis, because Yerushalayim really has a din of a Carmelis. But the understanding here is that a Carmelis is the same din of Rishus HaRabim. That you see that what they did was one would stand, whether it was in a Carmelis or Rishus HaRabim, one could stand there and use a key that's on top of the door, because that's the only way they would have access to it. They would use the key that's on top of the door frame or the doorpost, and then open up the door. While both the door and what's on top was in Rishus HaYachin, and you would be standing in Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yossi Yemeshuk Shol Tzomarim Hayer. Rabbi Yossi is not really being chaylik with the Chacham. He's just arguing on what the Maisa was, that it was a shuk of people that would sell wool. Regardless, you see that they acted like the Chachamim, that one can stand in one Rishus and carry, as long as you don't bring it into your own Rishus. And that was the thing that Rabbi Meir was afraid of. Rabbi Meir was afraid that if we let you do this, you're going to carry into your own Rishus. And the Chacham, like we've said in the past, as long as it's something that you wouldn't need in your own Rishus, they matter it. If it's something you're going to need in your own Rishus, then even the Chacham asked it like we had a few Mishnayos ago. Now the Ritva has a beautiful diak. How do we know that Rabbi Meir also said his din by a Carmelis? Because according to Rabbi Meir, the words Rabbi Meir says is im kein osa mechitza gavoa asar tfachim, that the only way you're allowed to do this is if you make a mechitza 10 tfachim high. According to Rabbi Meir, if Rabbi Meir would hold that a Carmelis is different, why would you have to make a mechitza 10 tfachim high, make it into Rishus HaYachid where you're standing, which is now Rishus HaRabim, just make it higher than 3 tfachim off the ground. A mechitza higher than 3 tfachim off the ground would now take it out of the status of Rishus HaRabim, l'chayra, and it would be a Carmelis up until 10 tfachim. And that should solve the problem. Why did Rabbi Meir says, no, you have to make it 10 tfachim high, so it's mashma, according to Rabbi Meir, that it's only good with Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, but a Carmelis would be a problem.